The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Monday the 26th of August. In your Squeeze today, what went down at the G7? Protests in Hong Kong take a violent turn. A cricket loss and a basketball win. And Squeeze shortcuts. This is your Squeeze today. As we previewed last week, over the weekend, the G7 was held in France, a big world meeting between seven countries, the US, the UK, Canada, Japan, Italy, France and Germany. It was hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron, and he had a few things on the agenda, on his agenda.
And his agenda was slightly different to America's agenda, which has been the cause of a lot of commentary over the weekend. What Emmanuel Macron wanted to focus on were things like climate change, gender and equity, and the development of Africa. That, of course, is quite different to Donald Trump's agenda, which is really based around the trade war with China and other global economic issues.
Plenty of talk as you flick through the papers today about Iran.
Yeah, that also, of course, is on people's minds. Donald Trump pulled the US out of an agreement with international powers, including a lot of those sitting around the G7 table last year, saying that Iran was in contravention of that deal. But Iran's foreign minister turned up overnight at Macron's invitation, and that seems to have confused things somewhat.
The meeting's still continuing, so no formal announcements on any agreements as yet. Scott Morrison was there. He's met with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and also Donald Trump.
Yeah, Trump meeting overnight. Not a lot yet about what might have come out of that. It was an informal meeting, so nothing formal will probably be released, but we'll hear no doubt a bit about that today. He's also meeting with UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson at some point today. He's hoping to accelerate some negotiations there around a post-Brexit free trade agreement with the UK.
Stand by for an update on all of that tomorrow. Before we leave the G7, though, fires continue to burn in the Amazon rainforest in Brazil at a record rate. This came up at the meeting with President Macron calling on leaders to help.
Yeah, it did. Macron seems to have really taken this leadership role of this G7 meeting and has pushed it in some interesting directions. He raised the prospect of blocking a big trade deal that the European Union has been working on with a lot of South American countries as a way of pressuring President Bolsonaro from Brazil into protecting the Amazon. But Germany and the UK both said that was a step way too far. What we do know, though, is over the weekend, Bolsonaro has called in the military to help fight those fires. There's going to be a bit of international effort around that, but certainly a lot of concern still.
There was hope that whilst there's no sign of protests letting up in Hong Kong, that they would continue to be peaceful as they were the last few weeks. However, the weekend saw some of the most violent yet.
Yeah, and a police officer has also fired a live round, which is the first of these protests. Water cannons were also deployed, and that's another disturbing first. Tear gas was fired again. 29 people were arrested in anti-government protests on Saturday night. No doubt there'll be a lot of discussion in the coming days about China's maybe military intervention if protests are going to continue to be violent.
The palace has already issued a statement defending Prince Andrew against claims he knew about the activities of Jeffrey Epstein. As reports continue, the prince himself has put out a statement.
It was a curious one, I thought, given the palace had already said something that he's put out words from himself. I don't know what's happened in the intervening week, maybe a lot more pressure on him to respond directly. But what he said was pretty much what had been said before, which is that he knew Epstein for a period of about 11 years or so, that he met with him maybe once or twice a year, which, of course, people pointed out that means they met perhaps up to 20 times or so. Also that Andrew had stayed at a number of his residences over the years. So we know a little bit more, but he still says that he didn't witness or suspect any behaviour that has been talked about a lot in the last few months, and that it was something that he completely rejected.
Lots of to be continued stories today, not this one. The third Ashes test was won last night by England. It was quite the match, Claire.
Was quite dramatic by the sounds of things. You watched a lot more of it than I did last night. How are you feeling today?
Disappointed.
A bit tired.
Tired.
So that series is now level one all. It sounds like Ben Stokes, the English batsman, pulled off a miracle for the English and successfully chased down the team's biggest chase in history.
Yeah, an amazing test match last week. They had one of their worst innings ever, England, and now one of their best. As you say, the series is now level with the fourth test starting on the 4th of September. Better news for the Aussies in basketball. The US men's basketball team was on a 78-game winning streak, and then the Boomers beat them.
Isn't that amazing?
Sure is. First time we've ever done it, and good signs as we head towards the Basketball World Cup starting this weekend. The last day visitors are able to climb Uluru is October 26th. One vocal advocate against the ban is Pauline Hanson. She headed there last week.
She headed there and she did her climb. She had some difficulty getting down.
What happened? She just got stuck?
Got stuck, said her shoes weren't working. She said it was very unsafe. She seemed to scoot down on a bum. Yeah, that footage did the rounds on the weekend, and she's going to be featured on A Current Affair tonight.
And might we recommend Googling The Wizard of Oz and clicking on the red slippers that appear on the right-hand side of the page? This is pretty cool by Google.
Yeah, when you type in Wizard of Oz, it pulls up that tile on the right-hand side, and when you see the red shoes, click on it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't think we should say much more about it. We'll leave it as a surprise. It's the 80th anniversary of The Wizard of Oz, which is why they've done this. Quick tip, to go back, click on the twister. A quick message now from our podcast partner, CommBank. Nominations are open for the 2020 Commonwealth Bank Teaching Awards. For the fourth year in a row, the awards will recognise Australian educators who are evolving their teaching practices to improve the lives of their students and their local community. They're looking for teachers that see education as inspiration and students as pure potential. If you have someone in mind, and we know there are a number of Squeeze teachers out there, jump into the Squeeze Today email where you'll find a link to nominate, or head to teachingawards.com.au. I'll put that link in your episode notes also. Winners receive a $45,000 teaching fellowship, which includes a $25,000 project for their school. So if you know a great teacher, if you've got someone in mind, make sure you do that. The email subject line, Claire.
Email subject line today is good old Bee Gees. That's a good start to Monday. You should be dancing. And
yep, like
what that relates to is another online sensation from the weekend. One of America's morning talk show hosts had a laugh about Prince George doing ballet. Apparently last week, Prince William talked extensively about Prince George's interests, and ballet is one of them. That derision has scored quite a bit of attention on social media on the weekend, and hashtag ballet for boys was born.
It's doing the rounds, that's for sure.
Mm.
Before we finish up, the first episode of Squeeze Shortcuts, All Going to Plan, will be released tomorrow. We're a bit excited about this. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's our new weekly podcast designed to give you the context to the big news stories. You can subscribe right now by searching for Squeeze Shortcuts in your preferred podcast app. We're on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Castbox, wherever you listen. Enjoy your Monday, and we will chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.